Hello, Red Shirts, and welcome to another episode of Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today I wanted to share to those who may not know about my recent cancer diagnosis. I just found out this past Thursday, so just a few days ago I got the word. The good news is it's been caught early and it's easily treatable, either by surgery or radiation. I have to wait to finish healing up from the biopsy before any sort of treatment can happen. So that's at least a month, probably two away. So if you want to know more details, I go into that in more detail in the companion blog post that I'll link to in the show notes. First, let me say, I do plan to beat this. Fuck cancer. This is just the big bad. And I found out about him. So now I'm going to foil his plans and kill him before he can kill me. Because I have time to formulate an effective plan with the right team to do the job. Just like in RPGs. And I plan to roll 20s all the way. So right now I'm leaning towards the surgery option, which recovery time is a week of no driving and then 4 weeks of no heavy lifting. And I don't know exactly what else that might limit me from doing, but I've decided that I'm going to definitely get my card game in order with the public domain and other art that I've been using in my test decks, and I'm going to release it on drive-through cards. I don't want the thought of that not getting released, at least in some form, hanging over my head. I want to complete that, and I want everybody that supported me in that card game to get a chance to have it. And it will allow me to get more feedback from more people and hone it and improve it. And when I finally get the art from the artist I've hired, I can look at doing a Kickstarter. Kickstarters aren't doing very well right now anyway because of the COVID-19 situation. And if I put it on DriveThruRPG, it's at least available to those who have the disposable income, and those that don't have the disposable income won't be missing out. And it'll help fund any extras that I want to do beyond line art, like getting it colored and so forth, which the Kickstarter would be for. But Kickstarter's having trouble, so if Kickstarter goes belly up, I can just improve what I've got on DriveThruCards. And DriveThruCards is their printing facility, is a facility they contract with that's in the state of Kansas. And Kansas has recently lifted their orders preventing people from working, so they're getting back in the swing of things. So by the time I get things ready, I should be able to get a sample and approve it and go from there. So I hope to have that done sometime in the next couple of months. So I'll worry about a Kickstarter after things settle down. And if Kickstarter survives COVID-19 and Kickstarter's still a viable option for me, I'll go that way. I also need to make some sort of change to my Patreon. I have no idea exactly what that will look like. I just know I need to make a change. So at some point, I'm going to get that figured out. I plan to keep podcasting and making YouTube videos. I'm not going to stop. I may have a delay when I'm laid up because I don't know that I'll have the ability to sit at my computer and do that. I will be able to use my phone and make a quickie podcast to let y'all know how I'm doing. I also plan to keep running my Sunday AD&D game on Roll20 and playing in the Monday BX game and the Wednesday Stars Without Numbers game, and I'll miss a few sessions during the healing time, but I don't plan on that being the end. I want to keep playing in those games, and as long as I'm able to sit at my computer and play, I'll play, and if I feel up to running a game, I'll run a game. I also have to be sure and avoid COVID-19 so I'm healthy enough for surgery. And I really hope the hospital's on top of COVID-19, because I sure don't want to go in for surgery and come back with a little friend that is a complication on top of the normal complications. I'm also looking at wrapping up some things so I avoid having to look at piles of things reminding me of how much I have to do. So basically, just for peace of mind during the healing time. I know I'm not going to get through all of it, but I want to at least put a dent in all the to-dos around the house, so there's not that much left by the time I'm healed up, so that maybe I can do some of those other things. So that's kind of where I am right now. As I said in my companion blog post, I've got more details of all the things I'm thinking about, but it would be rather boring for me to just go into all the little details. So if you want to read more about it, you can. I'll have that linked in the show notes. And before I go, I just want to thank everyone who has messaged me with support and encouragement. Those little likes and thumbs up and gifts and words and notes of encouragement really mean a lot to me. And this community, not just the podcasting community, but the entire role-playing game community, you all mean a lot to me. And I'm going to keep doing my part in the role-playing community of playing games, running games, and talking about games, and writing about games, and making up games until I can't. And I hope I get a chance to game with as many of you as possible. And I just, don't worry about me. I'm going to beat this thing, and it's going to be all right. It's going to be unpleasant to deal with whatever the treatment option I finally settle on. But as I said, I'm leaning towards surgery, and there's all the concerns that go along with that. Believe me, I've thought about a lot of these things, and yeah, it's kind of scary. But cancer is one of those things that I was always deathly afraid of, and I guess mostly it was finding out about it at a point when it was too late to do anything about it. Well, the good news is we found this. So unless they missed something and it's really beyond what it looks like, I'm going to beat this thing and bounce back, and I hope to be the best me I can be. And your encouragement and support is so very welcome. And I just appreciate how our community can come together, and I hope I can be better at supporting others when you need support. And I just want to thank you all for listening and texting and tweeting and messaging and words. There's not enough words. So thank you all very much. I hope you all are doing well during this time of dealing with the global pandemic. If you live with others, I hope you're getting along. If you live by yourself, I hope you're able to reach out online and connect with others. I hope you are safe and healthy. And as always, game on. Follow Me and Die is an old-school RPG podcast. I share my experiences and ideas about role-playing games that all started with the Holmes Blue Box Basic Dungeons & Dragons over 40 years ago. I've played lots of role-playing games that were new in the late 70s through the mid-80s, and some of those I still like to play, especially Dungeons & Dragons. But there's more than older role-playing games out there. I share ideas that will fit into any game or genre. So check out my podcast. I'm always looking for a few good minions.
Better do what Grubba says.